All right, this is the Tuesday night edition T 5th Generation Magazine program, guys. So please stay there and listen, because we're going to have another very informative instruction to you guys. So we have our host right now, no other than Mr. Percy Hara, to say hello to you guys. So I tell you what, let's get them right now on the air, including our guests.
Good evening, Ernie. How are you? Oh, I have a headset. You're gonna share. Yeah. So anyway, tonight's Generations Magazine has got a special one that we've been actually in the magazine thinking about covering for, gosh, probably about 4 or 5 years. Our art director, Wilson Angel, who actually lives on Maui, has been thinking about and talking about having somebody on that talks about holistic medicine. And so today we have one of our sponsors of the magazine, Mr. Dr. John Char. Welcome, Dr. Char.
Hi. How are you doing?
Oh, good. I mean, I for guys out listening out there, if you read the most recent magazine, Generations Magazine, Dr. Char had a big half-page ad about their services. And for me, being a senior marketplace, I always try to check everybody out. I go to seminars, I listen to their presentations, and I actually went a couple weeks ago, and I was thoroughly impressed, Dr. Char. I got to admit, I know your son Seth does the opening of the seminar talking about holistic medicine. And that was pretty good. I've been thinking about that. You know, I'm 51. And as you know, all my clients are seniors. So I'm always looking at my clients or seniors and friends at who are the healthy ones and what's their secret. And, you know, I've had a couple, a 90-year-old and 89-year-old get married. I've had several get married in their 70s. I have several still. I have a client that's 103. And so I always want to know, what's that secret? So when I saw your seminar and I saw about holistic medicine, it kind of caught my eye. And so tonight's talk, Ernie, is going to be on holistic medicine, or what would you call it, alternative medicine or drug-free medicine? What would we call it, Dr. Char?
Well, it's a holistic medicine which covers, when we look at someone, we look at the whole. And so I always start off the seminar that we give. You say, well, you know, what is a holistic doctor? Everybody said, well, we don't know what that is. I said, put a W. Put a W in front of the H.
Oh.
And then everybody got it? Everybody said, yeah, that's holistic, means the whole body.
Oh, is that how it came from?
Yeah.
Oh, never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about the whole medicine, well, let me just back up. First of all, when I first, for those of you listening out there, I say, this guy, I see the guy in the paper quite a bit. I've heard about him. But my first question to when I first met Dr. Char at his seminar is, are you local? And he surprised me. You've been in practice for many years here.
Yeah. My father was a dentist, Dr. Weissin Char. You remember the old Polly Long drugstore?
Downtown?
Yeah, downtown. And that was Kukui Street. And in World War II, there were all old houses there, but they were occupied by physicians. And my father practiced 50 years as a dentist, and I became a dentist, followed his footsteps.
Uh-huh.
And for 47 years, I've been a dentist, holistic dentist.
Holistic dentist. Yeah. I saw that. I Googled you actually before I came to it. And I saw the holistic dentist. What is that? So you practice a little bit differently then?
Yes, we were looking at the whole body. You know, a lot of my mentors over the world I studied under, they got into holistic medicine because they found out that after their loved ones got sick, they tried the traditional and they couldn't find anyone that could help them. And then they went to what we call alternative or complementary medicine, and they started to find out that that was helping them, and that was without drugs and needles, and so that's how it evolved. In fact, holistic medicine goes back actually over 100 years ago.
And so all without prescription drugs or needles? Or
yes, but, you know, I was a holistic dentist, and so I was the first one in Hawaii that said, I'm going to stop using mercury fillings in a back teeth, and all my colleagues laughed at me and told me I was crazy, and you know, and now they're doing it because what, insurance are covering some of that.
Oh, really?
When did they
stop doing mercury fillings, Ernie?
They didn't.
I know we have a few fillings. I know that.
Yeah, no, we didn't stop it. They say 95% of all dentists still use mercury fillings, but the reason why they changed is because now you can put porcelain in and you get more money for it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. I mean, so, but we were thinking, we were taking blood tests and all these, and we're finding out that we're finding mercury in the blood in high counts, and they were causing it from Alzheimer's and dementia and all kinds of problems that people in traditional medicine wasn't finding out what was the cause.
So has that got to do with also with the toxic metals that are in there?
It's a toxic metal, but people don't realize that the filling is made of, it's called a dental amalgam, silver amalgam. So they think it's silver, but it's a misnomer, because 55% of the composition of a silver amalgam
that
is
filling
mercury.
That you put in your teeth.
Yes, it's mercury.
Oh.
And that excretes coming out 24/7. You grind it, your teeth together. You're breathing that, and it's going to your brain and to the bloodstream.
So you retired after 47 years in practice.
Yeah, I was doing getting into the holistic medical field, but I'm not considered medical practitioner. And so I had to go back to school and get my other degrees. I got a doctor of homeopathy and doctor of natural science, and I'm a certified licensed massage therapist that allowed me to touch the different parts of the body below the mouth.
Right. Now, explain that to me again. I know Seth did it at the seminar, but now, what exactly did you mean by you cannot touch the mouth?
I mean, well, I cannot touch below the mouth.
For a dentist.
See, yeah, we went through an investigation with the Commerce Consumer Fair, and they decided that a dentist has no right to touch anybody's body below the neck. And I said, who made that?
That is if you are a dentist.
Yeah.
Now that you are a doctor of all different degrees, can you do it now?
Yeah, but I've got a massage license, and I've got a doctor of homeopathy.
This guy is smart.
Yeah, that's why he did.
They told me to do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they told me go back and get your degree in massage and all the other degrees. So that's what I went. I went back to school and got it.
So what do you say? You have a degree in homeopathy?
Homeopathy.
Homeopathy. What is that?
Well, it's treating the body without drugs and finding a cause. And we use very small amounts of the original substance, diluted to the millions, and then let the body stimulate the body so the body will actually do its curing rather than the drug itself. So it's just stimulating the body. So in other words, regular traditional medicine give you a concentration of drugs, and of course you can get some side reactions from that. But homeopathy, you don't rarely get a side reaction unless you give the wrong dose, and it stimulates the body's cells to create a defense or improve the immune system. And so that's the difference between traditional as, which does all the work but also can harm other cells. And so it's 125 years old, and that's the Queen of England and the family. They've been treated with homeopathy for 100 years.
Really, the family?
Yeah, the family. And so that's widely used in Europe and parts of Asia and Canada. And so the United States are coming on top of that now.
Wow. Is this a growing field, or is there very many people in Hawaii that are doing it? Not a whole lot.
Well, you go to any health food store, you see a lot of homeopathic remedies for sale in the store.
That's over the counter, you mean?
Over the counter, yes. And then but they have to have only a certain dose. So there are homeopathic practitioners out there, and you can get your degree in Europe. You can get your degree. That's where I went to get my degree in England.
Oh, mm-hmm. You had a question, Ernie?
Yeah, are you part also chiropractic, doctor?
No, I'm not a chiropractor, but I'm a massage therapist, so I can do some manipulations, but not for the spine like a chiropractor does.
Yeah, so we're talking about holistic medicine tonight with Dr. Char. You can give us a call after 7:30. It's 946-2845 or 946-2846. So, Dr. Char, so your seminar is tremendous, and I think you're going to start doing seminars again in 2012,
yes, sir.
Beginning part 2012. So those of you out there listening want to just check him out, I would highly recommend that. It's not a hard sell, but he does educate you really about how the body works, but also things you can address some of your medical issues or health issues without prescription drugs, and that's what holistic medicine is.
Yeah, we don't proclaim to do any diagnosis. We can't do diagnosis. That's the doctors can do it. What we do is we do assessments and evaluations, and we use now high-tech equipment, biotechnical equipment. Now we can scan the whole body in 2 minutes and 13 seconds and find out all the different what we call imbalances or disorders in the body.
Without an MRI or?
Yes, without an MRI. And then we can confirm it with the traditional testing devices, you know, MRIs and so forth. But we can actually pick that up. So it works in conjunction with traditional medicine. So some patients have some options to find out what the problem is, and then they can go see the doctor and check it out with some traditional equipment. You know.
So when you talk about biotechnology, what exactly is that scan? I mean,
well,
is it
we have several equipment that we use, and the one we use is called the ES Complex equipment that was developed in France. And it's one of the few FDA-approved equipment for scanning. You see, it scans the whole body in 2 minutes 13 seconds. But what it does, basically, it's it sends a small current like the EKG, works in the same EKG, and it goes through the system and picks up what we call resistance of cells.
So they plug things onto the body?
No. We just step. You have three plates, and all you do is put your foot on the plate as a conductor.
Okay.
One on the pair of hands, and one of the two electrodes on the forehead, and that will track 22 segments in the body of all types of organs, from brain, from everything.
And that's just in 3 minutes?
Yeah, in 2 minutes and 13 seconds.
Yeah, less than 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I think we should try that.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that we can pick that up and then we can match it up with the standard tests of the physicians, and you find out that's pretty accurate.
So you don't do any blood tests or anything like that?
We let the physicians do the blood tests. We don't do any blood. We don't do any urine anymore. We don't do any saliva tests anymore.
Really?
Yeah. And so that's pretty neat. And so it's non-invasive, means we're not poking any needles or anything into the system.
Yeah, you had mentioned actually during your seminar about, you know, I don't know if you know about with MRIs and CAT scans, how detrimental that can be to your body over the long term.
Well, the part about it, we think basically right now is that X-rays are cumulative, and so the people in the medical field say it's not. But you know, an MRI through this research, you can get as much as 40 of the millihertz, in one shooting. And if every time you shoot a different part of the body, you get a different dose. And if it exceeds 50 of that millihertz, you can be kind of more into getting to the toxic range. And so if you have an MRI more than, say, every 3 months, you get another one that's accumulative. And we're picking up radiation, those things are coming into the system, which slows the body's cells in trying to heal itself, you know. Mm. And so you can get... They claim, you look into the research on the internet and everything, they claim basically you can get cancer from having too much of the those CAT scans, things like that. But MRIs are more or less safer. It's a safer.
MRI is safer than a CAT scan.
Yeah, they don't have enough, that much radiation.
Well, I've had two MRIs in the last year.
Yeah, it's not too bad, but the CAT scan is the one. And it's not regulated. You can have the same equipment in different hospitals with different dosages, and it's not regulated.
CAT scan not regulated?
No, it's not regulated. So therefore, but you know, like I said, so people are getting more and more aware of it. It's all on the internet. You can find that into if you do your research.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Mm-hmm. So Ernie, I want to live long like you, Ernie. You know, he's in great shape, you know. And he's here every Tuesday, Thursday night. I'll tell you, Ernie, I think we better look at this. I play a lot of sports myself. And,
oh, great.
I definitely want to still be playing when I'm in my 70s and 80s. I met a guy in Maui playing softball. He was 91.
Oh, my goodness.
Still running, still throwing the ball, catching the ball. And guy talks a lot, but he's got an energy for life, you know. So biotechnology, that's pretty much what the technology that you're using then?
Yes, and it's growing. It's ever-growing, and a lot of the research are coming on, especially if you read the paper about several months ago, that a lot of the grants are going through that way and using technology like, the computers, things like that, but high technology. So we use that because if you did it the standard way, you could never do as much of the testing as we do. We run through thousands and thousands of different stressors in the body,
mm-hmm.
and we find out which ones are being compatible to patients or not, including the food. We just scan the whole store of Kukua market.
Right.
And everything in the market, and then we're scanning the patient to see if they're compatible, which foods they are. Uh-huh. And it's working pretty good. We just started about 24 patients already, and this last month, And we're testing it out, and we're finding out it's been very valuable because we can build a special diet for this person.
Oh.
And nobody does in the country. Who's going to go scan the whole store and take a look?
You scan every item in the store?
Every item in the store.
You know, it's funny. I was on coming down Baratania. I said, oh, I think Kokua Market is right on Baratania Street. It's not anymore.
No, it's not Baratania. It's on King Street.
Yes. It's up by the Humane Society somewhere?
No, it's below that. It's one block from the corner of the University Square. No.
Oh, block. Okay. Yeah. I wanted to go there, but I remember it being on Baratania, but maybe they moved a long time ago.
Yeah, they moved from town. And
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you have a question here. What are some of the solutions that patients can have when they follow or at least protect themselves from all that radiation? I mean, what kind of solutions?
Well, first of all, you have to find what kind of. There's several different types of radiations, alpha, beta, and gamma. Now, okay. Gamma, you're not going to be exposed to that too much because it's
that's
so
radio?
Powerful, you're going to die.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's when the nuclear plants
okay.
are there.
Okay, all right.
But mostly alpha and beta. And then and the part about it's alarming is you're finding in traces in your milk now, especially in Hawaii, Oregon, Washington, and California. And so that's coming from the tsunami from Japan. And so everybody says it's safe. Now, on the first day they announced that there was a problem with that, you know, everybody ran to the store and bought all the iodine out, right? So, but the problem is that, like I said, everybody don't think it's, they think it's safe. But why are we finding traces of that in our food, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then how does it affect the cells? It slows down the healing process of the cells.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, so if you have a call, it's 7:30 now, if you have a call for Dr. Char on holistic medicine, about their practice, and even you can just pick his brain about being a massagist as well. Anyway, the phone number is 946-2845 or 946-2846. So I know you thought you don't do prescription drugs, but you had mentioned something about how ARP and CNN does all this increasing use in prescription drugs today.
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
Well, you know, the whole system is based on drugs, okay? And so when you come in as like a neophyte coming out of the clear blue sky and say, look, with your help of your physician and a corporation physician, we maybe can monitor that, and we can maybe reduce the use of the drugs and side reactions from the drugs.
Uh-huh.
And what you're doing now is giving some options that they never had before. But you do it scientifically by using these scanners, and then they can pick up the information, print it out in real time. You don't have to wait 2-3 weeks before you get the results back from the lab. And then from that, you make a what we call strategic treatment plan. But now you get some information that you can work with, data you can work with. And it's all documented, it's hardcore data, it's objective.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you're not using too much of the testimonies or opinions. You want to get away from that. And then you have the basic on knowledge and scientific data. And once you get that, now you get something to work with, and you start looking for underlying causes. And that's what the key is. But it takes a while. So your average practitioner might not do that because he sees on average a patient every 7 to 10 minutes.
Well, especially the senior marketplace.
Yes, and it, because it's run on HMOs and all that, and he has to see X number of patients a day.
And reducing the Medicare reimbursements.
That's right. So how long do we look for? How long do we spend on a patient? Well, the longest we ever spend on a patient, and believe it or not, and most of us retired school teachers we're getting now.
Oh, really?
Yes, and I'll tell you the reason why after this. We spent 11 and a half hours now. How many? And then by the time I analyzed it and everything and sat down with a consultation, print out the reports, it was 15 hours of my time. Now, how many of anybody spends crazy enough to spend 15 hours on one patient to go figure out what the underlying causes is?
Okay. Is that one setting, doctor? Is that one setting when you go in?
I came in like 3 Sundays ago, and we started at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we finished at 4 because they had to go to a party at 5. Came back on Tuesday, forgot another hour.
Four
and a half hours more. I'm like, oh. So we found out 8,100 things that was out of balance in her body. 8,100. Now, you find a magic pill for 8,100.
So in the big picture then, what were some of the recommendations for this particular lady?
Well, basically, we're trying to balance it out, you know, and we use the principle of homeopathy of balance things out and acupuncture meridian circuitry, okay? And we got them on a computer, So the computer can do a lot of things for us quicker than we, the human eye can do it.
Uh-huh.
Or the, you know. And so we are not right now trying to balance those 8,100 off balance, we call out of bounds frequencies out. And once we get that, then we're going to decrease the amount of stresses against the that's going against the immune system. And then we're going to try to get the immune system to build up so then the body can heal now. So we don't treat diseases. We try to strengthen the body by strengthening the immune system by removing stressors, any kind of stressors. Hmm. You can talk about things you had 20 years ago, 30 years ago, but those are four levels. They're spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. And most of the people go to doctors, and, you know, we need them. I mean, they're very important in our lives.
Uh-huh.
But they do mostly physical. We do mental, emotional, physical. And we have techniques for that. We teach the patients how to do it so it becomes self-reliant.
Hmm. Yeah. So when you go to a regular doctor, he spends 7 minutes with you, and what does he do? He prescribes a prescription drug to you.
Yeah.
He fills it out, and there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we don't do that. I mean, so we work on nutrition. We work on posture balancing. We remove, try to remove all the pain you got without needles and drugs.
Uh-huh.
We do allergy stressors. We do emotional crises that you can do it yourself. And we show you all the techniques, Qigong breathing, teach you breathing, how to breathe, how to do exercise on a bed, and goes on and on and on.
But do you think there is a big misuse or an overuse of prescription drugs for seniors? Because I know a lot of our, with Generations Magazine, obviously a lot of our clients are seniors, but we are getting younger people taking care of their parents. But you see that as a big cause in Hawaii?
Well, that's the system. I mean, if you're under the system, you have to go with the system because the system pays. And so when you're saying overuse, I can't say it for all the doctors. I mean, mm-hmm. But there is evidence that people do that because, you know, they get paid. They get paid. This system, you get paid by the procedures you do. And all the procedures are governed, I mean, it's wrapped around drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how people make money. It's on the drugs.
Well, for those people listening now, you always talk about surgery, and people that are considering surgery as an option, what would you say to people thinking about surgery?
Well, I basically, you know what they say is about, they say usually the true amount of people, I mean, actual people that should have surgery is about 7%.
Really?
That's what they say in the research. However, basically, there are times you're going to need surgery. There's no question about it. But if you're going to do it, get another opinion, see if what you can do to avoid surgery. Because when you get surgery, it doesn't mean you're going to take away the pain. You got big scar tissues and things like that. And the body, you know, you get pain from that, long-term pain from scars and things like that. And so if surgery was the answer for everybody, why is the people who have surgery still got pain, still got the problem?
What do you mean talk about scar tissue? Mm-hmm. from the operation themselves?
Yes. And you got a big. You ever seen a bypass?
Oh yeah, open heart. My father had open heart bypass.
Did you see the scars on his chest?
Oh yeah.
No, big keloids.
Yeah, it's all the way down the chest.
Okay.
You want to try and take that?
Yeah. And so basically, if you put a shirt on, and you have problems, and the shirt slides over that, it's painful.
Okay. Right. Why don't we go and try and take this call? We're not taking any requests for songs here tonight. So if you have a question for Dr. Char.
Okay. Like I've been saying. About this time, although with the 8 o'clock, this is primarily for the Generation Magazine. And when you call, you're calling because of us being discussed. So if you have any questions, that's what we are here for. Otherwise, you have to call in after 8 o'clock. So let's try who's on the line. Learning KND, are you in there?
Hello, Ernie.
Yes.
Di ka pinatokar de di
request. Di ka pala makatawag iti programa at manerman interview
iti Generation Magazine.
Ito naman minsan, okay?
Okay, so now we're not taking any requests now. I know, Ernie, you have a lot of big Filipino following, but so you basically you want people to take a second look at whether they need surgery or not?
Yeah, you know. Because, like I said, all the facts should be there. If you really need surgery, then perhaps you need surgery. But you need rehab from that. You need, before you go to surgery, you need to condition your body. So then the healing process is not restricted. In other words, the health, you know, get slowed down.
Sure.
And so, because if you do it properly, you can condition the body before the surgery, remove some of the trauma, and then when the patient has a surgery, then you come out a lot better and it heals faster. But there are some things you can do that don't require surgery.
What about chronic pain and like back pain and or fatigue when your body has it? How does holistic medicine help with that?
We do that routinely.
Really?
Yeah, you get some of our patients you can talk to. The person that came in 40 years, he runs the marathon. He's a head of the marathon in Hawaii. He has 1,000 workers. He hurt his hand 40 years ago, and he held his hand, you know, very awkwardly, and he has pain when he squeezes his hand.
Uh-huh.
Well, that person, for instance, we took him one visit, and we were able to remove 80% of his pain without drugs and needles. We taught him how to do it. He went on a trip. He came back, and he said he has full range of motion. And now, for the first time in 20 years, he ever shook his wife's hand and his uncle's hand.
Well, what did you folks do?
Well, there was a technique. So what we did with the technique was we lined it up with the brain. And then we found out it was a link from the brain and emotional thing, and because all pain has a component of emotion. And we tracked that down to the meridians, did a technique on him, tapped his acupuncture points, and linked it to the brain, and he moved the pain right away.
So did it move the pain from his memory or mind,
yes,
or the nerves?
Yeah, because everything is translated through the nerves, through the brain. And the brain will capture everything, good, bad, or indifferent memory cells since you were rolling around in your mother's womb.
Hmm.
And so if you can connect to the exact incident where that's a link and you broke that chain before it gets down to the site of the womb, you can get rid of the pain.
Hmm.
And we do that routinely in our practice, and we teach people how to do it. And so I used to go around to all the different community, like human resources and different elderly people's homes. And we said, let's do a demonstration. Let's do it. I did 250 people at Lanakila Hospital one time.
Mm-hmm.
They said, everybody, let's do it. And then so they did it. And the next week they came over. I was down at the state capitol setting up a booth. Two elderly ladies came up and says, you know, you did that thing for about 15, 20 minutes, and I don't have the pain anymore. I said, who are you? So that's not uncommon. And we did that for Shurikeers for 8 months. We went down Shurikeers twice a week and picked people off the street, and we were taking care of their pain.
So you folks do presentations out in the community?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So because these shows are taped, and we will be posting on our website coming December.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure people understand that they can do that. So you talk about holistic medicine. What do you do when people have like non-physical ailments like depression, anxiety? What about like for depression, mainly for depression for seniors?
Well, there's a lot of people have depression. So what we have to do is find the source. And so we look at all four components, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. Then we support the deficiencies in the body, and we look at the neurotransmitters in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Our computers will pick it up, where it's acetylcholine, which people have for dementia and Alzheimer's, where it's dopamine, whether it's serotonin, all those different things, okay? So the computer picks it up, finds that there's a deficiency, and then we shore it up with some natural supplements, and we do techniques of breathing, and we tap the acupuncture points, and you can snap out of it. And you can snap out of it pretty fast.
So when you say there's a lack of dopamine, wouldn't just giving them more dopamine solve the problem as well?
No, there's usually a lack of dopamine. And if they get the lack of that, a lot of times they get high blood pressure, they get hypertension, things like that.
Uh-huh.
So if they go below that, they can get depression. Okay, so it depends on where you find that. That's why it's very important you scan them properly and you pick up the right data.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, diabetes, as you know, is in Hawaii, in the nation, let alone Hawaii, is a huge, huge issue. In fact, I was reading an article just the other day. I don't know if you read that article about how the amount of people being diagnosed is gonna double.
Yeah.
Double what, by
2013?
Yeah.
So, I saw that 2020, I think.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Double. I know the Filipino community is a high risk of diabetes, but so how does your holistic medicine? How does that help with diabetes?
Well, first of all, you got to find out what the problem is, because diabetes has many arms to it, facets to it. And so you can't say just it's diabetes, because it has to do with the pancreas not producing insulin, whether it produces insulin or not enough insulin, and you go on and on. And so we have to come up with a general solution of actually where it comes from, what's contributing to that. And then we have to balance that out. And once we balance it out, the person starts to get better. Everything related to diabetes will start to get less. Like, for instance, thyroid problems can cause by diabetes. Cardiovascular, number one killer in America, is 75% die from the pre-diabetic, okay? From the diabetic, and then you move into cardiovascular.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to know all the arms. You just can't say diabetes is a sugar problem. It's insulin resistance. It's a leptin resistance, a fat resistance. So you got to know everything about that diabetes, not just sugar, everything.
And then is that the reason why you mentioned about the 14 to 15 hours checkup?
Yeah, well, that was unusual because she had previous cancer, she had surgery, she has kidney stones, she has shingles, she has on and on. I mean, the list was really long. And so we start finding out, and as the thing came out on the scan, I was saying, "Oh, did you use sulfur drugs 20 years ago?" And she said, "Absolutely, I did it."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what kind of drugs?
Sulfur drugs, and that popped up on the computer.
Oh, sulfur.
Yes, and sulfur came out. I said, "Oh, you had sulfur?" She said, "Yeah, I did 20 years ago." And we kept asking the questions as the thing popped up on the computer, and she would say, "Yeah, how do you know that?" I says, "It comes on the computer. Look at the computer."
That's just taken from your scanning. Your scanning?
Yeah. And as it came up, I kept asking her questions, and she kept saying, "Yeah, I had it this year. I had that year." And so it was interesting. And we do that with all patients, and it would say, that's credibility, you see.
Oh. What do you think the rise, why is there a rise of diabetes in the United States, let alone Hawaii?
Because those Hawaii drinks, one of the things, reason is because we got ethnic mixture of ethnic cultures, and a lot of them have diet problems, and especially the soda pops, with a soda generational soda pop drinkers.
I was surprised how much sugar is it. Sugar that's in Gatorade.
Yeah. Even Gatorade. Now I went to the University of Hawaii. It's interesting, and then I was telling the football guys, coach, "Hey, why you use Gatorade? I can give you all the stuff free." This guy from New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And he said, "You can't do it because Gatorade donated $25,000. And so you don't donate $25,000. We got to use the product."
Yeah.
And even if some of the football players say it was bad for them.
Well, doctor, you said, I keep hearing from you, "we." I assume, therefore, that you're not the only one in your clinic or you're at. There are lots of other people that work with you.
Yes, I have two helpers now. One is a pre-med student, mm-hmm. and the other one is a teacher.
Oh, I see.
So we're starting with that, and I did everything myself before.
Really?
Yeah, and I did research for a good long number of years, so I know that I've developed a system,
mm-hmm.
and we're the only one in the world that have it. And my partner's coming down next month, and he makes these homeopathic vials for me. He's got 130,000. I'm the only one that has access to that library. And he sells it over the world. And so with that...
These are recipes or...?
No, these vials. These vials are just like homeopathic vials, medicine. Herbal vials.
Herbal.
And then we're able to put it into the computer. Yeah? And then we scan people with that.
Also, just in case we have people listening and they are they create interest... to come and see you guys,
mm-hmm.
If they are on Medicare, will that help, or they are on their own paying their expenses when they come to you?
Well, we don't take Medicare or any insurance,
uh-huh,
and there's a reason why, because they only pay for drugs.
We don't
do any drugs, so we can't qualify.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then another thing too is we scaled our prices down. We can beat anybody's program price wise. Probably in the country,
mm-hmm.
for okay. what we okay. give.
Do you want to try and take the last call, Ernie?
Okay. You mean KDI?
Ernie?
Yeah.
Dr.
Char.
Yes.
Dr. Char.
Char, you might as well mention your telephone number.
I like the telephone number.
Telephone number?
Mm-hmm.
858-2020.
No, it's 858-201-4628. It's an internet phone for
office. Oh, it's an internet phone. You can still call the number. Is it long distance?
No, it's a free call.
Okay, it's a free call.
Did you write it down?
858-20.
Wait now. It's a long number.
Yeah, the long number. I didn't know it was a long number. It's not long distance. It's free. Even though it's not 800. It's 858. Yeah.
858-201-4628.
And where are you located, Dr. Char?
146.
No, no. 858 first.
Yeah, 858.
2081 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4628 4
located at where now?
So Aya.
Aya.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Aya. In where in Aya?
It's in Newtown, Aya.
Oh, Newtown.
Newtown.
Yeah, Newtown, Aya.
So it's pretty cool. Where do you live in Kali, Waipahu?
No, I'm living in Aya.
Oh, okay.
And I want to go in the office. Yeah.
When you say Newtown, is that by Time Supermarket, Doctor?
No, it's up in it's up on the heights.
Up on the heights.
This is a house?
It's a resident.
Oh, it's a resident. No wonder.
Okay, so not it's just a house. But so explain to us what would they do?
Okay,
so you
call tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Call them and they can appoint, and you will be feeling better maybe.
Oh, okay.
Not only feeling better, you will come young.
I hope so.
Okay, yeah, you hope so, yeah.
Yeah.
You should mention okay. Ernie's name. Tell him Ernie sent you.
Oh, this
yeah,
is Lynn.
Lynn.
Carlos.
Yeah, Lynn, maybe he gave you a discount if you mentioned KNDI, okay?
Yes, right.
Okay,
okay
Lynn.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
So what kind of clientele are you looking at using your services, Dr. Char?
Well, we're finding out that the clientele that are coming in is about 65 to 80.
65 to 80 years old. They still want to get healthy, stay healthy, and live long, huh?
Yeah, so in fact, I was surprised that some people are coming in 83, 82.
Really?
And I says, how come you want to come to see me? He says, well, the remaining in life, you want to feel better.
Yeah, just a question, doctor. You look very healthy.
Yes.
How old are you?
Everybody asks me that.
Yeah, okay. Because see, you're doing this thing, so you
practice medicine for
use yourself as an example.
76.
Yeah, see, wow, 76, and you don't look 76. You look like in your 60.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
that's
right. So your clientele is getting older, 65
yes.
to 75, even 80, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now again, why are they using your services at that age? Is it for any kind of health issue, or is it specific health issues?
I think they want to look like him.
Well, no. Well, you know, the thing is that right now is that at that particular age, they've been through a lot of drugs and different conventional medicine. And they're finding out they're getting tired of it and nothing's working for them. They're not feeling good. They're chronic fatigue. They're tired all the time. So they want to look at somebody who can help them. And so we take a really like a family Ohana approach.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we spend a lot of time with them. I mean, we like our... The first time they come in for a consult, we spend about an hour on them. How many people spend an hour on them? And we talk about their issues and how we can help them and things like that. And then if they were on a family plan, then basically it's a 6-month plan. And we do everything. We give them all the supplements. They don't have to get anybody supplements. We use a computer. The computer spells out what's the best one for them. And we go through all the plans I showed you, nutrition, you know, meditation, qigong exercise, and pain removal, and goes on and on. And we supply them with everything. So they don't have to bring it. I mean, they don't have to buy anything after that.
I know one thing I got out of your seminar, and so look into Generations Magazine this month for the phone number and ad, but I know you're going to do seminars starting next year.
Yeah.
And we'll post them on our calendar, by the way, generations808.com. But I noticed one thing, which was intriguing, and I think for people listening or people who want to come to the seminar, once you finish, Ernie, is that it's really for people that want to make their lives better.
That's right.
Because you're not a magician. You can't make them healthy without them not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was really impressed upon me when I finished and come to the seminar. He said, you know, if you're not willing to help out, not willing to do the things we do, you're never going to get healthy.
That's true. I mean, we have to change mindsets. That's the hardest part of the whole program. Change your mindset. We go back to the service that Wayne Cordero from New Hope said about 3 weeks ago. All we ask you is to make a 1% change a day. What would it be in 365 days? That's 1 year. Nobody. You're lucky you get 25% change. So make it simple, make it convenient, and so you can master it, and then make your life be happy.
One question, doctor.
Yes.
Because people listening like me, maybe I would ask you that it's not covered by Medicare, it's not covered by any insurance. So therefore, I want to be sure that when I come see you, at least it's reasonable price and reasonable cost that I can afford. So are you free to discuss that?
No, we don't discuss prices on the phone.
Okay. Well, you know, Ernie, I always tell people, how much is your health worth? How much is the people's quality of life worth? You know, people that know what I do, and, you know, obviously people know that I do the reverse mortgage. People always ask me that. You know? And I said, what is your quality of life worth?
Absolutely.
You know, and people have to realize that whether it's $500 or $1,000 or $6,000, is your health worth that much? Mm-hmm. So that's something that I think they have to discuss in private and talk to them about their plans. But I definitely think it's something that we should all look at. Mm-hmm. I think if you're looking at wanting to be healthy, live longer, it's really important. So let's talk offline. Maybe we can do some kind of a trade or something like that. Get you right for we're going to have to get you to write for Generations Magazine. So.
Okay, let me answer this phone. Running KND, are you in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, so again, that phone number, Ernie, you get that phone number for Dr. Char?
858-201-4628.
And you can find his, if you go check out the Generations Magazine, and probably the best, easiest place to pick up the magazine, because we're all over the island, is at every library on Oahu. Selected Times, Safeway, and Long's, and Big City Diner. Kaiser Hospital has them. Vacations Hawaii has them. But for a lot of people, we're finding more and more people are going on the internet and reading us on generations808.com. Because they can read all the past issues. They can read all the past resource guides. And it's very important for people that want information. So, Dr. Char, I appreciate your time. Now, so you're looking at IAEA, but the best thing for them to do is what? Just call for a separate appointment?
That's right.
It's in Newtown because it's a residence.
And so you set up an appointment and you do a – do you guys do like a free assessment or something like that?
No, what we do is we have a free consul.
Free consul.
Yeah, and they come in and we assess what they want and see if we can help them. Mm-hmm.
What's kind of a – last question. What's the normal time frame? Is there a specific time frame, 6 months, a year? Does it depend on their input?
Well, they have a chance to select. We have a chance. We have three major things. I mean, three major plans. One is they want to get assessment. That's one plan.
Okay.
And then they want to go 6 months because assessment only is assessment. And then you want to do something about it. Once you find it out, then you go on a 6 months plan. But some people are a little more conscious of their health, and they want to go 1 year plan. They can go 1 year plan. So it's scaled down. So the longer you go, the less cost it costs you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you very much. For those of you that have questions, you can give Dr. Char a call, or you can contact us at Generations Magazine. You can call me at 368-6747, or you can reach us via email at Percy, P-E-R-C-Y, at generations808.com. So look out for Generations coming out in December, where we're going to have Governor Abercrombie on our cover and talking about seniors in Hawaii and really what's going on at the Capitol these days. I know a lot's going on with Medicare and Social Security, but so we're having a governor on, and hopefully, like I said, Dr. Char, hopefully down the road we'll get you to help us write some articles on holistic medicine. But thank you very much, and again, we'll see you this coming Thursday night at 7 o'clock from 7 to 8. We will be talking about how to finance long-term care, and that's something very important for all of us, Ernie, let alone our seniors, but our children need to start thinking about how to finance long-term care. But anyway, this is Generations Magazine. We'll see you this coming Thursday at 7 o'clock. Aloha.